USA Radio News.
On Saturday, a final vote will be held for Supreme Court nominee Judge Brett Kavanaugh. Republican Senator John Thune is a yes vote. He explains what happens now between the vote that was held earlier on Friday.
Well, right now we're in what we call in the Senate post-cloture debate. And so the clock runs. It's 30 hours of post-cloture debate. At the conclusion of that time, you would have the final vote. Time can be yielded back. We don't expect the Democrats to want to do that, but we will know one way or the other for sure, for certain, by tomorrow afternoon whether or not Judge Kavanaugh is going on the Supreme Court. And we feel really good about the vote this morning, and that makes us optimistic with respect to the vote that we're going to have tomorrow.
The U.S. economy added 134,000 jobs in September. Now that is well below analysts' expectations, although the unemployment rate did fall to 3.7%. This is USA Radio News.
For professional staffing, there's only one name you need to know, Robert Half. Robert Half custom matches our candidates to your specific hiring requirements by combining personalized service from local staffing experts with an advanced matching technology based on 70 years of successful placements. For highly skilled accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, or administrative staffing, count on Robert Half. We'll find you productive, engaged employees. Learn more at roberthalf.com/radio.
This flu season, one Walgreens flu shot can make a world of difference, so you can protect yourself and also your close-talking coworkers, high-fiving neighbors, two-month-old niece. That's why Walgreens has specially trained pharmacists that have provided over 60 million flu shots since 2010. Stop by for your flu shot today with a $0 copay with most insurance, because protecting the world starts with protecting yours. Walgreens, trusted since 1901. Vaccine subject to availability. State, age, and health-related restrictions may apply.
Chinese officials are angry after Vice President Mike Pence sends them a scathing message in a Thursday speech. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details.
Echoing remarks that President Trump had recently made, Vice President Pence accused Beijing of meddling in U.S. elections to counter tough trade policies against China.
As a senior career member of our intelligence community told me just this week, what the Russians are doing pales in comparison to what China is doing across this country.
On Friday, China hit back, branding Pence's accusations ridiculous, and a foreign ministry spokesman said they object to Pence's groundless allegations. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
A woman is suing Delta Airlines, saying she was sexually assaulted on a plane and Delta did nothing and even covered it up. The woman claimed she was sexually assaulted on a flight from Minneapolis to Los Angeles, and all Delta did was offer her a $200 travel voucher. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
A final vote for Supreme Court nominee Judge Brett Kavanaugh will take place sometime Saturday, late in the afternoon, Eastern Time. Now, this process has taken just under 90 days, and lots of partisan bickering and politics have gotten in the way from this confirmation hearing and giving senators an up or down vote. Tony Lazzaro is a Republican pollster, and he said the Democrats' motives were very easy to see right from the beginning.
Democrats have really said all we need to know about what their motives are. When Chris Coons said that Judge Kavanaugh is guilty until proven innocent, I think that's terrified a lot of Americans. And it said, oh my gosh, is what I did in high school really going to become now something that's focused on for the rest of my life, or something I didn't do, rather? And that's terrifying. And I think a lot of Republicans are now motivated more than ever to vote in November. And we live in the greatest country on earth, where you should not be guilty until proven innocent. It's just that clear.
Michael Tobin was asked when is enough enough regarding these partisan games that are seemingly always being played in Washington.
Likely never, unless the president's nominee sailed through the confirmation process, which I think we will all concede was not a realistic possibility. I believe there's culpability on all sides here. Both parties, Democrat and Republican, have scored what they believe to be the political points they need headed into the midterm elections.
That audio courtesy of Fox News, and for USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.